Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. As I say it every day, wake up to this altar daily to have your quiet time with God. That must be the covenant practice of every true child of God. God first, as you wake up daily, switch on your phone and listen to Turning Point. You may and should listen to Turning Point during the day for as many times as you can. But listen to it first as you wake up is a priority. Someone said to me, I don't have time to listen daily to Turning Point till the weekend when I will listen to the whole editions of the week together. Oh no. I asked the fellow, do you have time to eat daily, brush your teeth, or take your bath? No. Do daily devotion with God first as you wake up. After listening to Turning Point audio, then read a short Bible study using our daily devotional prayer booklet. Read the study for the day and pray the prayer for the day as well. Use the guideline of reading the entire Bible through systematically in a year. If you subscribe online, the content of the prayer booklet shall be sent to your phone for your daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you have not already subscribed to it. Welcome also to Tuesday, the seventh day in the fifth month in the year. Seven stands for divine rest, while five stands for grace, restfulness, rest on all sides. Grace and mercy shall be your life's companion. Please open your hand and your heart to receive the day's prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with amen, I receive it. May you live the rest of your life stress and struggle free. I pronounce divine rest. Like St. Solomon's in the Bible, God shall give you rest on all sides. God will qualify you for what you are not naturally qualified for and put you on top where you are. It will qualify your children, your platform, your network, your ministry, investment, your job, and all that is connected to you for what they are not naturally qualified for. Who is this with wet eyes? I see in my spirit man in the place of prayer, someone who cried with tears coming out of your eyes in the last 24 hours. You are wiping up tears over certain issues of concern. Is that you? Put your hand over your face for this prayer. I prophesy, God shall wipe away all tears. That shall be the last moment you will shed painful tears or your private or public tears. From now on, it shall be your laughter season. What made you cry shall turn around to make you rejoice and celebrate. Say amen. Take your hands off. Tap your feet on the floor, everyone. Tap it on the ground 3 times and say, I crush it. Say, I crush it. I crush it. In Luke chapter 10, verse 19, it reads, behold, I give you power to tread on serpent and scorpion and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Tap your feet again and declare, say, I crush it. Say, Satan under my foot, oppositions under my foot, challenges under my foot. Amen. Yes, God has put your enemies under your feet. You will ride your storm to glory and to victory, to your new level. MAY is an acronym. M for mighty, A for awesome, and Y for yokes. I prophesy, the mighty and the awesome hand of God shall break all yokes of your life. Every month has an angel. So I proclaim the angel of the fifth month shall go in and out with you the whole of this month and the rest of your life. You are not alone. You shall never be. Everybody, raise up your right hand up. It's a prophetic action. Open it, then point your 5 fingers up and let me pray. I pray, may the invisible hand of God touch your hand and lift you up. I see you lifted up. Yes, higher, higher, and higher than where you are presently. I don't know who this person is, but God asked me to proclaim to your life, this is the last time you will be like this. Shortly after now, you shall change level and change status and change location and change result levels. Say amen. Who is this? God asked me to tell you, you are not a failure. Despite all that you have passed through and you are still passing through, despite all that has happened to you, maybe you lost a loved one, crisis in your marriage, a sickness that refused to go, losses in business, failed an exam, conception not happening on time, delay in one thing or the other, marriage yourself. The marriage suitor is not coming on time, despite the fact that you kept yourself clean and you have been praying. You are not a failure. God has set a time for your miracles to happen. It will happen soon. Your testimony shall be great. All concerned say, amen, I receive it. If I just describe your situation now. Then May 7, celebrant. Your prayers, you are blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will live to praise God and serve him in joy and abundance. In Jesus' name, happy birthday. Listeners, welcome to the second day of our insightful teachings. Let's listen, let's learn, and apply. First one today. Good morning, Pastor. I'm a woman of 60 years, and my husband in his late 60s. He has always had trust issues with me in marriage, and I've always challenged him to tell my children if he has ever seen me in any position of infidelity. Imagine 40 years in marriage. I am tired and I want to walk away from this marriage. Kindly attend to this matter. Pastor is urgent. He's also on this platform and is a priest in so church. I don't want to mention the name of the church mentioned here. Wow. 40 years in marriage in late 60s. Still suspecting one's spouse. I am glad you said he's also a member of this platform. If it won't bring further problem, let him know you sent this. But if it will aggravate issues, please don't. He will get to know as I discuss. Trust is central in marriage. And not trusting your wife of 40 years is a sign that you are not secured in yourself. It is a psychological problem. I may even be spiritual. I wish I know this person so we can have a quality time to discuss and pray together. You may wish to talk to me on phone. I feel for you and your wife, for your own health and peace of mind sake. Please trust your wife. Stop suspecting her at this stage of life. Oh no, you are my age. Our own marriage is also 40 years. For me to now be suspecting my wife of 40 years? Oh no, oh never. Woman, walking away from this marriage is not the way out. But prayers and trust in your God to intervene. Since he's not abusive, God that has helped you all these 40 years will see you through. I really don't know what else to say. Listeners, send your comment if you have a different opinion. Next, our members have reacted to the member with landed property close to pipeline. Let me read one of such for us to learn. I am a real estate consultant. I can tell which land title will have problem or bring peace. Daddy, you have said it well. Our brother or sister should have gone through the Ministry of Land to know about the land. We do not know if he or she bought the land from an individual or a real estate company. We don't know the land title as well. Even if a land is not close to pipeline, going through a reputable and credible real estate company is best. From the land title, perfection, to location of property, and so on. Also, due diligence must be done with the buyer, that is, the investigating real estate company should be done. Our TPGF member in this situation should go to the Ministry of Land as Daddy has canceled and Ahaz rightly said, since a purchase of the land has been made already, he or she can also reach out to me for advices for free, as we are one family here. Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. There are other consultants that have sent in their own. I think I will read one more tomorrow. We need to learn. Issue of landed properties or property generalists are very critical. Many Nigerians, home and abroad, especially abroad, have been duped and exploited, falling into wrong hands on this issue. Please talk to a qualified, reputable, professional consultant before purchasing any landed property. He's also ready to give free advice. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you very much. We will build on this tomorrow. Please forward this to all on your contact and do so daily. Have you paid your tithe, personal and business profit tithe? Have you sown your seed on your earning lately? Please do so with joy, with faith and commitment. I say this deliberately, intentionally, daily, to build a tithing and seed sowing culture into us. Tithing and sowing seed are part of our covenant obligation, part of our covenant work with God as long as we are alive. TPGF Conference UK is counting down. TPGF members, Turning Point listeners, men and women of God in ministry in United Kingdom and Europe, prepare to attend the TPGF UK Conference. Date is Friday and Saturday, June 21 and 22 at St. George's Church Hall, Church Street, Gravesend, Kent, DA1110DJ. Conference is free, but registration is important for planning and logistics. Send a chat message, an SMS, or a call to register your intention to attend to any of these two our pastors. Pastor Franklin on +44 7956 504 536, or Pastor Deola on +44 7411128401. Do so now, and everybody get prepared. It's going to be a wonderful conference. I prophesy to everyone's life, you will do good today. You will succeed in all your endeavors. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.